It's the Odium Adele review, isn't it?
It's the moment you've all been waiting for. It's a highlight of the weekend. Yeah, it's everybody's.
It's for me.
Everyone's excited.
Can I just say, though, first,
of course.
Love that tune. I've now got that on my playlist. I'll be listening to that on the way home.
Oh, Rob, you're too kind to
me. That's brilliant. Oh, right, thanks. Now, as promised last week, I'm going to introduce a new character into it, Bob.
Bob.
Bit of a backstory. He used to run the CAF with his partner, Brenda. And then a few months ago, he had an affair with Laurel, who is married to Ashley, the vicar, who passed away about 18 months ago. They got found out, huge sorts of dramas, obviously. He eventually moved in with Laurel, and he gave up his half of the cafe with Brenda because it couldn't afford both the wages and all that. So now he's got no job, right?
So, I'm following you so far, yeah.
So he can't get a job. He's tried everywhere, everything. He just can't do it. He's one of them sort of blokes. He's a nice bloke, but he's a bit of a knob.
Oh, really?
One of them blokes that goes, right, right, we're going to do this. He's always, you know, upbeat and that, but he's a bit of a
plonker sometimes. But he's not really doing it.
But he's got heart of gold anyway. Laurel's starting to run herself in the ground. She's doing double shift at a chocolate factory.
Goodness me.
Just so they can make ends meet.
Crikey.
And he come up with an idea. He used to be the barman many years ago in the Woolpack, and he used to have a few events there and make them bits of money. So he goes to the charity and Chaz Dingle, who owned the Woolpack, and said, look, let me have a couple of shifts here and I'm going to make you some money. If I can make some money behind the till, like, give me a job. I really, really need a job. I really, really need this. So they went, okay, Bob, we'll let you do it. So he thinks, right. When he was there before, one evening, he got one of these male reviews to come in, you know, the male strippers mm-hmm. to come in, and the place went off. They made loads and loads of money. He thinks, right, I'm going to organise that for lunchtime.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think I like where this is going.
Bells are ringing, you know what I mean? Yeah. So anyway, he organises it. He phones this male review up. And they went, yeah, we'll do it. Has all these tickets printed, sells out.
Oh, Bob.
Complete sellout. Gets a phone call the morning of the gig. They can't do it. They've cancelled.
Oh, I think I know where this is going.
So, oh, no, you don't.
Okay.
Oh, no, you don't. So he's thinking, oh, shit, what am I going to do? I've, like, you know, Laurel's, like, counting on me. Laurel had gone away because mm-hmm. It was the anniversary of her husband's death. She'd gone away to sort of, like, sort that out. And anyway, he's thinking, Christ, what am I going to do? So he says to his mates, he said, look, some of this money is going to go to charity, so we've got to do it for charity. I'm going to lose my job if this doesn't happen. We're going to do it. We're going to do the stripping. Is that where you thought
that
it
is
was
exactly,
going?
That is exactly.
Oh, really?
Look, I'm sorry to. Yeah,
so
I mean,
anyway,
look,
the boys are going, oh, I don't know. He's going, oh, look, you know, it's for a charity that Ashley believed in. Let's do it for Ashley, you know. So they went, oh, yeah, okay. So you go into the pub, and the pub is just full of senior citizens,
nice.
All these old ladies.
Awesome.
He'd sold all these tickets to like some like nursing home or something.
This is sort of a full Monty type.
Yeah, and the place is like packed. And anyway, all the boys come out and they all start to laugh because of who they are.
That's
but
not.
Then they all start getting into it. And they thought, oh, you know, for charity and all this. And they're making so much money behind the bar, so they're happy. So he's getting right into it. And he's like, Bob's down to his boxers. He's got his Union Jack boxers on. And these old ladies, I couldn't watch it.
It was
embarrassing, mate. It was embarrassing. Wow. I don't know how they felt as actors doing it, but I had my hands over my eyes and I was looking through the little gaps.
Oh, but Rob, I got a kind of feel-good vibe off of their story.
Anyway, the old ladies are like oiling Bob up. Oh. He's on stage as Laurel walks in, sees all this.
I see.
And all the music's playing and she's shouting and screaming and they're going like, turn the sound down. Like the pub's packed. The sound goes completely dead and she sort of says, right, that's it, Bob, we're over.
What?
That's it, we're finished, I can't do this anymore. You know,
Laurel,
we're finished.
Think of the context.
Like, and he's like standing there and he's going, what? And the whole pub was looking at him, she stomped out. Then Bob sort of like, oh, what am I going to do? And the episode ended, he fell asleep. Yeah, he slept in the pub. Next day, he's gone to the house, got his bags, and he's sitting at the bus stop. And Brenda, his ex, comes up to him and says, oh, what are you doing? He says, oh, I've got nowhere to live. So she said, oh, look, you know, just I can't see you like out on the street. You just this doesn't mean anything. You sleep here for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So he tried to do something good. He's wrecked his whole family. wrecked everything, and now Laurel said no. At the time, it was funny. When I read it out, it's actually quite sad.
It's quite sad. No, I mean, really.
The context of it was funny because the blokes were all having a go. One of them was quite Pete Barton. He was like, he's a farmer. He's quite a fit young lad. He had.
I've got to say, though, I think Laurel's in the wrong there.
Yeah, she was in the wrong, she said. I don't think that's fair. But what is really weird, Brenda, who was going out with Bob, she ends up going out with Laurel's dad.
Oh, right.
It's like really sort of weird situation.
I was just thinking that perhaps we need to organise some sort of a graph with all of
Well, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to wait until Sam comes back to tell you about the Dingle family.
Yes, well, the Dingle clan is its own story in and of itself.
Yeah, I love them. If I could change my name, if I had to change my name, I'd change it to Dingle.
Change it from bollocks.
I've actually met someone, a friend of my daughter's once, that came over here, English bloke, and his name was Tom Dingle. And when I met him, I laughed. And he said, you know what? Every English person I've met over here has laughed when they've heard my surname.
Yeah. Well, it's a funny surname regardless of the... I mean, Dingle is just...
Oh, would you think that was
It's
funny?
Inherently a funny word.
Oh, mate, never laugh at a Dingle, not in the face.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't do Those are wise words. No. Never laugh a Dingle in the face. No.
Actually, that could be a good sting.
I like that.
So anyway, next week I'm going to put on something else. This is the thing with Emmerdale. There's so many storylines going on.
Look, you said Bob was a bit of a womble, but actually...
Yeah. He tried to do a good thing, and it's not going to go well for him.
I feel kindly towards him, though.
He's a nice bloke. There's a bit of Bob in all of us.
Another fantastic piece. Excellent.
Sounds like something out of Blackadder.
We've got
now.
Two. There's a bit of Bob in all of us, and never laugh a Dingle in the face. This has been a very productive Emmerdale review.
Yeah, and you learn something new every day.
Have you got any what would you call them? Predictions for where the Bob story is going?
Well, I know, but I don't want to say anything because we're about 3 months behind.
Oh,
and I'm that sad. I follow Emmerdale on Instagram.
That I was going to say, don't beat yourself up, Rob. But actually, that is pretty.
It's sad.
That's pretty sad.
So I know what's going on. So yeah, I follow quite a few of them.
Oh, so you already know, and yet you watch it, even though you know.
Yeah, I feel
going.
So superior because I go, I know what's coming next.
Yeah. Doesn't it ruin the surprise?
No.
Okay. Well, that was a fantastic Emmerdale. I can't wait to see where Bob goes.
Yeah, well, listen, you've got to hit rock bottom sometimes, you know what I mean? Without giving too much away.
Hit rock bottom. His bottom was being hit in his Union Jack pants. Yeah. Lovely, Rob.
Yeah, it was a horrible sight. I was actually texting Renee. Who does Gang of Four, Renee, mm-hmm. and she said, I can't watch this, I'm embarrassed. I said, I'm not watching it either.
I'm going to look it up and watch it, and I will enjoy it.
Well, one of them, Rishi, who owns the chocolate factory, was dancing one. Someone filmed him and put it online, and he got all these hits from it. Mm-hmm. He thinks it's because he was doing a really nice dance, but they're just rubbishing him online. Ooh. And that's another little sub-story.
That's kind of topical, isn't it? Because there's all that online bullying stuff. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Goes on in Emmerdale, mate.
Man, honestly, Emmerdale is so much more dense and up-to-date.
Yeah, see, now you've started watching it on Preview. I know you have.
God, don't dump me in on the air, Rob. That's not fair. I'll just play this outro.
Emmerdale.
Oh, I feel...